Winters thought to himself, God, I can make it till Christmas. Just let me go home for Christmas. On July 1st, Winters received news of his promotion to captain. On July 10th, the company moved down to Utah Beach to prepare to embark for England. Seeing the beach for the first time, Winters recalled, with that armada of ships as far as the eye could see in every direction, and seeing the American flag on the beach, left me feeling weak in the knees for a few moments and brought tears to my eyes. Private Moore pulled one last raid on that vast supply dump. He broke into the main motor pool and stole a motorcycle complete with sidecar. He hid it behind a sand dune, then asked Captain Winters if he could put it on the LST and take it back to England. Up to you, Winters replied. The next day, as the company marched up the ramp of the gigantic LST, Moore moved the motorcycle up to the inland side of the forward dune. He had arranged with Malarkey for a hand signal when everyone was aboard and it was time to go. Malarkey tipped off the Navy personnel. At the proper moment, standing on the ramp, Malarkey gave the signal and Moore came roaring over the dune and up the ramp. On the LST, the skipper said to Welsh, Lieutenant, what would your men like to have? Chicken or steak? Ice cream? Eggs? Sailing in convoy, the LST got back to Southampton the night of July 12th. The next morning, a train took the men, except Moore and Malarkey, who rode their motorcycle, to Altbourne. It was wonderful to be back, Winters remembered. Everybody was glad to see us. It was just like home. Chapter 7. Healing Wounds and Scrubbed Missions. Altbourne, July 13th through September 16th, 1944. It's the only time I ever saw the Army do anything right, Gordon Carson said. They put us on those LSTs, brought us into Southampton, took us back to Altbourne, gave us two sets of complete all-new uniforms, all our back pay, $150 or more, and a 7-day pass. And by 7-8 in the morning, we're on our way to London. The men of Easy have little memory of that week in London. The American paratroopers were the first soldiers to return to England from Normandy. The papers had been full of their exploits. Everyone in town wanted to buy them a meal or a beer, for the first day or so. But the young heroes overdid it. They drank too much. They broke too many windows and chairs.